My guest this evening is Brian Phillips, Artistic Director of Cincinnati Shakespeare. He's staging the company's first production of 2020 in just a few weeks, Robert Schenken's All the Way. That title might resonate with some listeners of a certain age. It was the campaign slogan of LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, America's 36th president. All the way with LBJ was what everybody was saying, and he got a landslide victory out of it. So how does a play, though, from 2012 about an American political leader from the 1960s fit into the season of a classical theater company?
Well, it's sort of the origin story behind the play. So Oregon Shakespeare Festival, one of the largest and oldest Shakespeare companies in North America, they started a program called the American Revolutions, the American History Cycle. So they basically looked at the fact that Shakespeare's got Richard II, Henry VI Part III, but how many American audiences are interested in those history plays, and could there be a project that actually looked at our American history in the same way that Shakespeare looked at his history when he was writing? So this play came out of that, and we felt it was Shakespearean in scope, and we've been chomping at the bit to do it.
It's Shakespearean in cast size, too, I believe.
That it is.
So it was at Oregon Shakespeare in 2012 and then moved to Broadway and had tremendous success there. Actually, I think it stopped in Boston. There was a production in Boston that then moved on to Broadway. And Bryan Cranston, best known for his role on Breaking Bad, played LBJ, won the Tony Award. And I think there were some people who thought, well, I don't know if anybody else will ever be able to do this role, but it's been done pretty successfully in a number of productions since then. So it'll be exciting for our local audiences to see that. And I really think that the notion of a sort of a history cycle makes a great deal of sense for your company, even though this is really quite a new play. And in fact, Schenken has since then done a second one, which I think was also produced at Oregon Shakespeare.
Yeah, it started in Oregon and actually just finished a run at Lincoln Center, and Brian Cox played LBJ in that production.
And that one's called The Great Society. So All the Way, sort of the beginning of LBJ's term, and The Great Society carries it forward quite a ways to tougher times for LBJ. So talk a little bit about what the specific story of the play is. What's going on here?
We start at the swearing-in of LBJ on Air Force One after JFK has been assassinated.
Okay.
And we see him coming to terms with sort of the mess that's in front of him that he's inheriting and how to navigate his way through that and also make sure that the Civil Rights Act gets pushed forward. And at that moment, we see a lot of people that start to do politicking with him to make sure that he's in their pocket, that their interests are met. And it's a really great example of how our political process works, that it's not just a matter of having a great idealistic belief or idea or passion, but you have to get everybody around the table to make true progress happen. And this play, with a cast of over 20, tells that story. And it tells it very quickly. It's very fluid in its staging. And it's almost like a political thriller, an action thriller almost.
There's really a lot of compromising that goes on. And it's not just that people are influencing LBJ. With some people called him the great manipulator.
Yeah.
And he knew how to do that pretty well himself.
Yeah, and you are. You're watching him do that with people. You're seeing him make deals. You're seeing him betray people. But it's a really fascinating portrait of a president that can get lost a little bit in history between the momentous events of JFK's assassination and then what ended up happening with Nixon.
Yes, that's for sure. It'll be interesting, I think, because audiences... Some of your audiences, I suppose, are people from like my baby boom generation who actually remember it. But I suspect that, well, you and most of your cast probably weren't around.
Some of us were not or come in at the tail end, although we do have a fantastic group. So Jim Hopkins is playing LBJ. Sylvester Little Jr. is playing Martin Luther King. And we've also got Janelle Joplin and Bruce Cromer joining us, who are local favorites, playing some of the elder statesmen in the production. And I think there's going to be a lot of great conversation as not only as rehearsals continue, but as the production starts and we feed the dialogue with our audience with our post-production Q&As.
You said there are 20 actors involved in this, but there's a lot more characters than that.
Yes, there are. So some actors play 4 to 6 different roles in the show, and we're going to create cheat sheets so you can follow along. So, but very similar to what we do with Shakespeare. So once again, it's very similar to how the Shakespeare Company produces the histories, where a certain actor will play 4 to 5 roles, but then some of your principals, like LBJ or MLK, will be played by one actor.
So Jim Hopkins is a familiar face to people who regularly attend your productions there. I don't know that he's somebody that if you were to just to see him, you'd say, oh, he'll be LBJ. But he is a very pliable actor.
He is. He's transformative in a lot of ways. But he's got such a big personality to command that stage in a way that an actor like Bryan Cranston does or Brian Cox does. Jim Hopkins, for me, is one of the best solutions regionally, if not nationally, to do it. And the way he throws himself into his work, the amount of research that he's done, as soon as he was off book, he was in our production of Titus back in the fall. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he was off book on Titus, he was learning lines and doing research and staying away from the film version of All the Way so that he could make it his own.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see all of that effort come out on stage.
That film version was on HBO, I believe.
Correct.
And Cranston did, it was a pickup of the Broadway production,
correct,
essentially. But lots of people did see that. So there may be some familiarity with it. But LBJ was literally a towering character. He was 6'4".
Correct.
I mean, he knew how to buttonhole people. They're great photos of him, like nose to nose with people, and I suspect that Jim will be doing some of that.
Yeah, he will. Jim's not one of our actors that appears small on our stage.
Yeah. So, is there a challenge in working with actors who are playing real people, many of whom, you know, people of a certain age at any rate will recall? You know, how much do you really try to impersonate those people, and how much of it do you try to simply fit it into the drama?
Yeah, I think different actors will approach it differently. You have to make sure that whatever you're doing, you do your research, you make sure that there is historical fact in the dots that you're connecting for yourself. But at the end of the day, you have to be at the service of the story. So you have to make sure that although there's plenty of questionable choices that a lot of these characters made, if that's not what they do in this play, then it doesn't help the story, and we just have to let that go.
Yeah.
So it is a combination of imagination and research, I think, that brings about a great role in this and really any play that takes on this type of material.
Well, are there other things that you're doing to reflect the era itself?
I think that you will see a lot of, in the video design, a lot of work that tries to capture that period, the feel of media in that period, the fact that the media is really coming alive, the amount of TV interviews that you have going on. It's another character on stage, really. So I think you'll see that reflected in the design, in the production, and in the style in which we approach that design. So it's really beautiful work. And I think, of course, the costumes and the set and everything and the props that we're using will be as period appropriate as possible.
That was an era of great racial strife. You mentioned that the Civil Rights Act was very much the foundation of much of this story. So it was a period of political tumult. And we're sort of in one of those periods again these days. Do you see relevance between those eras? And is that something that you work for, or do you just allow it to come through?
I think you allow it to come through. I think that, you know, one of the differences between our current era and the era that we're going to be exploring on stage is that there seem to be, at least as far as the story tells it, a lot more give and take, a lot more conversation. And it feels like right now we tend to split things right down the middle and not budge. And I think this shows an era where that wasn't necessarily the case. However, LBJ did lose the Southern Democratic Party. So it shows events that ripple out into our current political climate in a lot of ways because of that.
Yeah, very interesting show. I'm not asking you to really predict the future here, but might you consider doing Schenken's The Great Society?
Absolutely. I went to see it to sort of see what they were doing in New York with it. And it's very much of interest to see how this story continues and to see how that show does when Tony time comes around.
Well, wonderful. All the Way is going to be presented by Cincinnati Shakespeare Company starting on January 24th. It continues through February 15th. For more information about the show, you can follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Artistic Director Brian Phillips, who's staging the show. Thanks for taking the time for this conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.